Welcome back in Dining Out Columbia County. Today, segment two, and Lindsey Jones RD from LindseyJonesRD.net and Marty Rengineer along with Beth Dennis from Understanding My Medicare. And we're talking healthy eating, lifestyle, safety, protection, you name it. But I want to talk a little bit, Beth, about your core business, which is Understanding My Medicare, which you and I are going to have a meeting here soon because I have no idea. I don't understand my Medicare. That's what you do.
That's right. What I do. Yeah. And I break it down to third grade. I tell my clients all the time, I speak fluent third grade. No good. Government mumbo jumbo.
Oh, good.
That's what people need. These things are so confusing for people and it for anyone.
Well, you get every year about September, October, everybody gets a Medicare and you handbook.
Yes, we do.
It's like yay thick, big, huge catalog.
It's almost thicker than my Bible.
It's getting there. Yeah. It is getting there.
It's getting close.
And it's Medicare's Bible.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but government mumbo jumbo, but that's your benefits. And they expect you to read it, understand it.
And they keep going around and around in that book saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you work with people doing? What's your goal?
My biggest goal is education.
Okay.
Making sure that they realize what benefits that they do have and that Medicare is not going to break them.
Okay.
They are not going to lose their home if they end up in the hospital. They are not going to, you know, they're not going to lose anything. They're not going to come in and seize their property. They might take their firstborn if they want them to.
Oh.
But no.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know.
If you're having a bad day. Yeah. No, they won't do that.
No. No, no, no. But just making sure that they are well-educated and understand what Medicare benefits they do have. Mm-hmm. Get them onto a plan, if there's one available in the county that they live in.
Right.
To help them with the other costs that Medicare does not pay.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily what they don't cover. It's that 20% that Medicare does not pay.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. And so, and it's easy. You work by appointment because you're very busy.
Yep.
And so how do we get a hold of you?
They can give me a call at the office at 503-987-1113.
Okay.
Or they can email me at beth@understandingmymedicare.com.
And you will be there at the Senior Health and Safety Fair handing out all your info right up front.
Yep. Right at the front doors.
Okay.
Yep. They get a goodie bag when they enter, the directory, plus a class schedule.
All right. And again, the healthy part is really important, and you stress a lot of that. Now, can we do blood pressure at the fair this year? What do you think?
I'm hoping.
Okay.
Can I bring
my cuff?
Yes.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could have people take their blood pressure at the Kohai table.
Safeway will be there. They're doing flu shots.
Yeah.
So, yes, if I can get one of the clinics, I keep asking.
Okay.
One of the clinics to come and do blood pressure checks.
Okay.
I would like a diabetes group there to do sugar checks and make sure their meters are working correctly.
Should I bring my meter and my strips? And
yeah.
I'll take my blood sugar every half hour.
I think I need to do elderberry shots.
Yeah.
There you go.
Turmeric shots, apple cider vinegar shots.
Oh, yeah. Elderberry. Really good. Healthy.
Now, are we talking shots as in shot glasses? Or are we talking shots?
Either way. Either way.
Okay.
You have a syringe.
Or IV.
A syringe. You can inject people with elderberry
vitamin
syrup.
Vitamin C, IV.
So what does elderberry do?
This is something you need.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So elderberry syrup is one of the most potent immune-supportive supplements that you can take.
In the world.
Okay.
Yeah. And so people tend to take it during the fall, winter time, you know, because this tends to be when people are getting sick, you know, flu, colds.
I was going to say, does it help with allergies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's an incredible immune-supportive supplement.
Okay.
Yeah. I make it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so in the fall, so our family has a cabin in Idaho, and so we go over there all through the year, but definitely quite a lot in the fall time. And that is when elderberries are growing. And so we collect elderberries, and then I make elderberry syrup with them. And then I sell my syrup.
I've never tried an elderberry.
You'd like it. It's really good.
It's so delicious.
I'm one that blackberries, marionberries, I could sit and eat them all day long.
So here's the trick. These, you don't sit and eat them.
Oh.
You have to make, you have to cook them down and make something with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you,
like a syrup.
It's not, a syrup.
Yeah.
Are they just hard, tough to eat?
No, they're so bitter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep, they're super bitter.
So when you cook them down to a syrup, you have to add...
Cook them down, and I add local honey.
Okay.
Which is also immune supportive.
Okay.
Yep. So I add honey, and then I'm actually adding essential oils. So I'm putting in cinnamon, clove, all sorts of things that additionally support the immune system.
Okay.
So people have such good reports of it, and they just keep ordering it. So, Yeah, in fact, I just got an order of it this morning.
Hey.
But it's a syrup, so what do you put it on, or do you just take a spoonful of it?
You take a spoonful.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like for you, who you're dealing with allergies right now, I would just have you start taking it daily, like every morning.
And does it intermix with your other vitamins that you're taking? So, like fish oil, flaxseed oil, any of those that you take?
There's no problem that I know of. Like, you're looking for, like, a contraindication. I don't know of any.
Okay.
So, I don't... Yeah, off the top of my head, I don't know of any. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's an elderberry day. Yeah. Dining out here today.
It
all
is.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was excited for that. And I thought, ooh, I wonder if... I don't know if this person has seasonal allergies, but...
Yeah.
You know, that's where my mind goes.
Yeah.
For this time of year specifically, that it can help with seasonal allergies.
It was on the news this morning. The tree pollen is higher than a kite right now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
I have
my face
too.
Is just a faucet.
Well, coming over Cornelius Pass Road is the sneeze man here. And this morning, only 9 times. That's a low ebb. Only 9.
Yeah, because you'll go like, what, 20 or 30?
Oh,
or
I'll
something?
Go 20 to 30 sneezes.
Crazy. He has to pull over.
And I have to pull over.
Marty!
And
why aren't you taking my elderberry syrup?
I'm starting today.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I'm ordering in.
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I got this order. I'm leaving town for days, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I have to make elderberry syrup before I leave. So I'm literally making it today.
Okay.
So I'll have it today.
Okay.
So well, where do you get the elderberries?
Have my card. You have my credit card. Just go ahead and sell me a...
You want a bottle?
A bottle.
Okay.
Where do you get elderberries? Where do you pick them?
So they actually do grow here too.
Oh.
I just don't get them here. We end up going there.
Well, you guys have this property in
Idaho.
So.
Yeah, we just harvest a ton while we're there.
Are they a seasonal thing, or do they go round year round?
It's seasonal, so they're here in the fall, like September, October, November. Maybe not quite November yet, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they totally grow here.
Yeah.
I just haven't gotten into harvesting them because we always go there and it's just kind of an event. And we do it and I get a bunch.
Yeah.
And then I have enough to, you know.
How long does the syrup last? You open it up, how long?
Oh, you open it up.
Shelf life.
You keep it in the fridge.
Okay.
But it lasts a long time.
Yeah, because you're only doing a teaspoon at a time.
Yeah, you're doing... It just depends on it, you know, if you're doing it daily or not. Or if someone is sick, say they get a cold, then I have them take, you know, more doses throughout the day.
Okay.
I think like up to two to three. And then if for children versus adults, there's just a different dosage.
Well, it's kind of the same thing with elderberry tea.
But it lasts
tea.
Forever.
I think Tucci's Vendor Mall, they have a vendor who, Anjanette has her Midnight Tea Company or whatever it is, and she sells elderberry tea.
Oh, really?
And I have members of my family that just swear by that.
There you go.
So
that would be,
do?
Especially if it's not too bitter, that would be something that would be good.
Well, with the honey, it compensates for the elderberry.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Tastes great.
Yeah, people like it. Kids like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anybody out there needing elderberry syrup, I'm whipping up.
Call Lindsay at this phone number. What's your phone number?
541-621-9110.
Okay, we've morphed into elderberry tea and the health and safety fair with Beth Dennis coming up in September. And we're coming back for segment 3 today here on KOHI.